Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Well, it's been a huge week. Welcome along to Hosting, a podcast all about hosting and guesting. I'm Guy Montgomery.
And I'm Carlo Ritchie.
And we are in New York City.
It's a sad day as well, isn't it, Guy? Because it is my last day here in New York City.
It is. And we've had a really good time, I think. We've healed some old wounds.
We have.
And we've grown closer together. And, you know, I feel like we've seen a pretty good chunk of the Big Apple.
Oh, absolutely. We've taken a big bite out of that apple, yeah. I would say. You know, we've learned a lot. We've seen a lot. We've done a lot.
It's quite a melancholy day today. We went and went back to Central Park, this time to check out Strawberry Fields.
Yes, the John Lennon Memorial. And it was a very sobering afternoon, wasn't it, Guy, to be out there? In Strawberry Fields.
I'm sort of only just discovering the Beatles, but you are a pretty big fan. And, you know, the idea that someone like John Lennon, his life could end, you know, due to just needless, pointless violence.
Exactly, yeah.
It's horrible.
It does make you think when you go to somewhere like Strawberry Fields and you think about the impact that Lennon had on the world. And, you know, this is regardless of the kind of person he was. You know, from all accounts, he seemed like a pretty, in some ways, not a great person, but still advocated a lot of very noble ideas and his quest for peace. And it is sad when you think that a life like that, that can have such impact, can be brought to such a sudden and violent end. It really makes you appreciate just the horrible things that people can do to other people, you know?
Yeah, it can be pretty hard to keep believing in one another if you slow down and think about stuff like that for too long.
That's right. I mean, the horrors that mankind, that humanity is able to visit upon itself. That's the real tragedy, isn't it? You know, the people, they aren't looking out for each other. They aren't helping each other. The people have their own selfish motivations.
And yeah, everyone has erred before, but that doesn't mean that you can't work on improving yourself, you know, from whatever mistake you might have made.
And the planet, you know, that's it.
Wow.
It was a sobering afternoon, and we sat and we listened to the album Abbey Road, from start to finish, and it was a...
Shed a few tears.
We did.
Drank a few beers.
Yeah, so it's, and I think that's kind of a fitting way to to bring down a trip.
Yeah, there is. I always find at the end of a trip, there's quite a beautiful melancholy that sort of comes over you as you reflect on the experiences of the trip. You know, you look ahead to what lies immediately in your future, and it's quite a nice time to sort of audit or do a stock take of your own emotional state, and you know, things that you might want for yourself in the coming weeks or months or years. And it does feel like the ending of a chapter.
Certainly, but not the closing of a book.
No, you know, no.
I think in many ways this is just the beginning of what will be, you know, more exciting times, more adventures. Because certainly, you know, I came over here to New York, I'm not expecting that our relationship would heal in this way. And I think that has added to the melancholia, as you describe it. You know, it's a catharsis in a sense. You know,
yeah. And it's not to say that we haven't had some laughs today. I mean, we've had some big belly
laughs. We've had some huge laughs, you know.
And not just us as well.
No, well, you know, I guess it is probably worth mentioning that the big prank has had resolution.
Yeah, it's how you might say it's come off in a big way.
Yes, so the whole family gathered today in Mark and Fiona's household.
That's right. We got them around. I mean, what was once Mark and Fiona's house? I mean, it's not recognizable to any of them now.
Oh,
but
no.
Certainly, it's in the same physical space.
Yes, it's in the same patch of air up there in the sky, but a wholly different shape and feel.
Absolutely.
It was exciting. You know, we had them gathered all there, and, you know, with a few winks and nudges, we all offered them a cocktail, which, needless to say, they didn't take us up on, did they, Guy? Getting a bit cluey.
Yeah, yeah. And that is kind of, it would have been nice to see him go down and come back up once more. But I suppose it's in the best interest of tying up all the loose ends before you leave. You know, it would have been pretty selfish of me to take all the credit for the prank when they woke up in a day or 2 days' time and you know, you're not even there to see the smiles on their faces.
It would have been sad for me to miss the smiles, because that's the thing that really will stick with me from the prank today, is because Guy and I took that moment with the family gathered around. Fiona and Mark had finally been reunited and discovered the lost engagement ring. And Guy and I thought, this is the time to tell them all that this has been a massive prank.
Yeah.
And there was a shocked silence for, what would you say, Guy, 2-3 minutes?
Absolutely. And a few confused looks on faces.
But just very slowly, you just started to see the look of shock start to crack and break into smiles first, then titters, giggles, and eventually just the whole room. It was electric with laughter.
It was a symphony of laughter. I mean, you know, everyone in the room, June and Murtagh, it was one of the most gratifying experiences of my life. And I think I feel confident to tell you this now. There were times this week when I thought we might not pull it off, or they might not get it, or times where it's embarrassing to say, knowing it came off exactly as it should, but I doubted myself.
Guy, and I think you're absolutely fine to do it. I mean, I remember thinking even early on in the piece, after we had just mercilessly beaten the absolute living out of Mark.
Not long before some other thugs came along and gave him another good kicking
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. And after that moment, I remember the looks on the faces of the family that night as they were sitting worried, on their way to the emergency room. I remember thinking, maybe they aren't getting it. You know, like I had my own doubts too, Guy. There's been moments in this week where we've really walked the razor's edge. So
absolutely. And I mean, when Mark found out it was us, he got a good tickle out of that.
Yeah, you could see the whole cast kind of just vibrating with his laughs, which were mostly trapped inside.
Well, I mean,
of course, can't move his jaw and that.
And he must have been pretty badly concussed, because when we asked him, he didn't seem to remember anyone else coming along. But yeah, you know, you got to imagine there were definitely some other people, because I mean, the state he was left in, you know, no person
we
could do
have
that to
that.
Another.
Mm. No.
There's no way.
No way. But wasn't he stoked? And the whole family, God, the energy in the room, Guy, was incredible, really. Just, you know, Murtagh, June, the whole crew, they were just really getting a real kick out of the prank. They got us to go back through different stages.
We had to talk about going down to the bodega, buying the gloves, buying the arsenic, buying the cyanide, dusting for fingerprints, the cameras. I mean, really, when you unravel it and you put it all in front of them, it's I think they were overwhelmed by how much trouble we'd gone to.
Oh, I mean, June wouldn't let it drop for a long time. She kept saying, but the nails were dated. They were dated to a time much longer
and
before.
And that's the satisfying stuff.
That's it. She said, I mean, Mark loves using fresh nails. It's what he does. How did you know him so well? And it kind of became evident in that discussion just how much we did care about Mark and Fiona. You know, we knew such intimate details.
And it was, I mean, for how long they were laughing and how much fun we were having, you know, everyone almost forgot that we'd stripped the room of all the furniture and there was nowhere to sit down. It was a pretty physically uncomfortable afternoon, but...
Oh, yes, yes.
I think emotionally nourishing and... I just can't believe. I mean, you know, give yourself a pat on the back, and I'm going to give you a pat on the back.
Yeah,
as well.
I'll give you that, yeah, Guy. No, you know, it was, and Guy and I then we helped Mark get down. Well,
you can't say bended knee because
he kind of crouched him onto the floor, held him in our arms, and then raised one arm up, and he got to have his big.
You got to have the moment, and the whole family were there to watch along. And
it's a special thing to be part of. You know, I feel I've gotten to become part of this family in the last week.
They were pretty forthcoming with, and you know, it's one of those things where you hope they don't awkwardly take it back. But we got offered to be co-joint bridesmaid and best man or maid of honor. We're going to be a huge part of the big day.
Yeah, which is flattering. It really is. You know, there were moments this week where I thought, God, Mark and Fiona they do not like me at all. They really...
Really?
Yeah.
You kept that to yourself.
Well, I know. Yeah, there just were times, I don't know, maybe I was in my head, but I just started feeling early on in the piece that maybe Mark, definitely Fiona weren't...
Some of their behavior, Yeah, I mean, it's one person's simmering hostility is another person's warm embrace, I suppose.
Every pot boils the same.
And Fiona, little did we know, so excited. She has a full dive. She's a big-time diver. She's got she can do a deep diving course. So guess where she is with a big smile across
yes,
her face?
Yes, her and Terry down there scouring the bottom of the Brooklyn River.
Call it what you will. I'm happy that people are happy.
Yeah, it's the Hudson.
There we go.
Yeah, you know, they're down there. They're having a great time. It's brought them closer together. It's brought us into the family. I don't think this prank could have gone any better, Guy.
In many respects, I'm inclined to agree. Yeah, we're making good money on the website. The cameras are still up. The cameras are still rolling.
And thank you if anybody here has been following the progress online. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for liking. Being part of the magic.
We don't know what will happen next to the space, and you know, obviously the cameras are just pointing at an empty white room at the moment. Mm. But that to me is a blank canvas. Mm. I mean, on the success of this prank, we could set up a little bootleg punked. You know, we could get different people into the room.
That's
we could
true, yeah.
prank them in different ways. I mean, you know, I don't know what the broadcasting standards are here in America, but I think there's a few television watchers who would get a pretty big... There's a punk-shaped hole in the TV landscape, and far be it from me to put my hand up to fill it, but I think with our heads together, anything's possible.
It could be a new age. Could be a whole new age, Guy.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And I just want to speak about, you know, it's not just a prank, is it, Guy? You know, this isn't just us, you know, having a laugh with a family over the course of a week, you know, poisoning them and throwing various jewels into various rivers. And, you know, it's not just a... It's not just about the prank. It's about the friendships and the relationships you form through that kind of intimacy.
Yeah, yeah, you do. People band together when they're under duress.
That's
when
it.
People are put under pressure, I think, they say pressure makes diamonds. Mm-hmm. And you really learn a lot about yourself and the people around you. And I think... They say, you know, there's a few different sort of bits of wisdom. They say you should go traveling with someone before you marry them, or you should play Monopoly, or just, you know, various different tells of reveals of a person's true self.
Mm.
And look, again, I don't want to champion ourselves too much, but I'd say another good litmus test for whether or not a marriage has what it takes would be, you know, to undergo a week of pranks from Carlo and Guy, because, yeah, you know, if you can survive that, well, there's a pretty good chance your marriage can survive anything.
Yeah, well, exactly, Guy. And this is the biggest tip I would give for those of you who are looking for tips on how to be a good host or even a good guest. I would say friendships formed in the flames, you know, and flames indeed. It was certainly a conflagration here in Mark and Fiona's household this week, and we've ridden that out, and it's been a real experience.
It's not just them that's close to the, you know, June and Murtagh, I think, are looking at each other with a newfound kindle. You know, it's not just Mark and Fiona's relationship that has grown stronger.
That's right. It's the whole family have come closer together.
Absolutely.
You know,
sadly, Terry and Michael, you'd imagine that they would have a real twinkle in their eyes as well. But Michael has...
Sadly, yes, Michael has passed away.
Had a brain aneurysm.
Yes.
Totally unrelated.
Totally unrelated, and a very sad fact. And I'll miss him, you know. I feel like I got to really... get to know Michael this week.
I think we all will, but I've actually got a pretty exciting bit of news for you. When God closes a door, he opens a window, and while Michael might no longer be with us, Fiona and Terry, I overheard them nattering away in the hallway, and I think they're going to be asking you to give Fiona away on the big day.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm sorry there, Guy.
Hey, don't be afraid to cry those tears in front of me, brother.
This is why we host, isn't it, Guy? You know, just you can go and you can visit a place. You know, you can buy the postcards, you can go to all the spots. You can get on the hop-on, hop-off tour. But it's when you come into a house and it becomes a home, Guy. That's... That's why we do it, isn't it? You know?
It really is. And, you know, the exciting thing is that seeing as we've got the inside track for the big day, you know, who knows what sort of tomfoolery we can set up. And, you know, if the family enjoyed a week of pranks, well, let's see how the extended family enjoy a whole bloody wedding of them.
Oh, God. Well, that's it, guy. That's it. I mean, what more is there to say?
Well, I've set up a shell catering company, and I recommended the catering company to the family, I started getting a lot of emails about, you know, foods and things they want. And you know what's funnier than poisoning three families, Carlo?
What's that, guy?
That's poisoning three families and all of their extended families.
Yes. Oh, God. And friends. Don't forget.
Of course, there'll be friends. Yeah,
there'll be friends there. I think maybe it could be fun to kind of find... find a quite run down farm, dress it up like a really beautiful place, and just fill it with almost like a Hunger Game like level of traps and puzzles for the guests, and make, you know, someone wanders off to the toilet, and next minute they're fighting a live bear in a pit, you know.
Well, yeah, that sounds that does sound fun.
The possibilities are endless. God, that's cheered me right up.
Well. You know, as a holiday ends, you know, a new beginning begins. And while I'll be sad to see you go, to know that when we put our heads together, we can have such a profoundly positive impact on the world.
Yes.
You know, I've stayed with you. You've stayed with me. We've had our highs and our lows. But when people work together, anything is possible.
That's it, guy. That's it. When you and I were enemies, guy, and I'll say that word because I won't shy away from the fact, you know, when you and I, we put ourselves up against each other, we overlooked, you know, the heart of hosting, and that is love. And we found that. We found that again, guy. We've hammered that into something beautiful. And we've spread that love to a family. And that's the kind of thing that when you're standing out there in the Lenin Memorial and you're thinking about some of the horrors of humanity, you can be reminded that just as, you know, just as humanity can be cruel, so too can they be kind. And that's the kind of thing that brings you back to faith.
I hope you don't find this trite, but I think, you know, in the interest of remembering the great man, we should dedicate not just this episode, but this whole season of the podcast to Michael.
Mm.
Michael Flanagan, born 1937,
died
2019.
Old man.
Totally unrelated brain aneurysm. Mm. From anything else that had happened during the week.
No. No. Love to laugh.
Hmm.
Love basketball cards.
Hmm.
He
loved his family.
And he loved his family. And I don't want to speak for the guy, but I think that his last week with his family, I think, would have been pretty special to him.
It's a shame he didn't get to see the end of the prank. He would have died a confused man.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been baffling to him. But, you know, just from every time I would sort of look at him through the cameras weeping into his hands, or I would hear the kind of confused calls to friends and family from his hotel, in every tiny tremble of voice or flutter of a teary eye, I'd see a smile. And I think maybe Michael... he's up there just laughing along with us.
So thanks so much for listening. We hope you picked up some hot tips and tricks if you've got any friends or family coming to stay sometime soon. And we certainly hope that you've left this season with you know, the idea that the spirit of humanity lives on in all of us. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review us on whatever listening app you are using.
Feel free to share your comments on hosting tips of your own.
That's right. It is a lifestyle podcast, but it's also an educational podcast. Mm. So any tips you might have, please put them there in the comments alongside a review. And, well, you know, it's early days yet, but I think you might be interested to hear that Carter and I are looking at going on a little backpacking trip together.
That's right. We're thinking of heading across to off the beaten track to Eastern Europe.
Yeah. And you've been to...
I have indeed. I have indeed been over there, spent a lot of time, speak several Eastern European languages. I think we're in for a real treat, Guy, because I'm excited to share that place with you, and I'm excited to, in the same way you've brought me into your life here in New York, excited to show you a little slither of mine over there in the eastern falls of Europe.
There's so much to look forward to. The world is a bountiful place full of kindness and, you know, untold treasures for those brave enough to go looking for them. So keep on hosting, keep on riding, keep on living, baby.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.